Now, the new Dáil still hasn't set up any committees. The hold-up is down to the ongoing standoff over Dáil's speaking rights. And on that, opposition parties have roundly rejected the government's latest plan to sort out the row. Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror, can tell us more. And this row, Louise Byrne, people might remember, has been on the back burner since it took so long to elect Micheál Martin a Taoiseach a couple of weeks ago, when the opposition were making their opinions very clearly felt on the floor of the Dáil. Tell us what's been happening since.
So after that day where Micheál Martin failed to be elected as Taoiseach and that had to be delayed for 24 hours, there have been ongoing meetings of what is branded the Dáil Reform Committee. Now, the government are on one side, as you say, the opposition are on one side. And at the heart of this row is any suggestion that Michael Lowry, Barry Heenahan, Gillian Toole and Danny Healy-Ray, who are not government ministers but were involved in negotiations for the programme for government and government formation talks, the idea that they would have any opposition speaking time, that they would have leaders' questions slots, they would be able to quiz Taoiseach Micheál Martin on anything in the Dáil, because the opposition argued that they should be members of government. So what happened was Verona Murphy, the Crown Corlett, made a ruling on this. She said that she didn't believe that that group, those four members, could be members of the opposition. And she told all parties to go away a fortnight ago and come back with their own submission for Dáil reform. So the deadline of that was Wednesday evening. And I think what's really incensed the opposition over the last 24 hours is the government's proposal, because what they have said is that there should be another form of questions created that should be branded other members' questions. It should take place twice a week, and that should be for people, these unaligned folk in the middle, I guess, who aren't government but also can't be classified as opposition under the Crown Corlett's ruling. What the opposition has said is that this is leaders' questions by another name. This is the exact same proposal, really, that the government had 2 weeks ago that they rejected so strongly, and that they are insistent that this cannot be allowed to proceed, that this is just a brazen, was the word, attempt used by the government to try and facilitate Michael Lowry and that group. And I think there's going to be more trouble on this next week, with one opposition source telling me there is going to be war when the committee meets next week.
So how does this play out next week? The business committee, and then it'll come to the floor of the Dáil, presumably on the order of business?
Yeah, so this is another thing that's being raised, the order of business, which takes place every Tuesday. And that's meant to be a very simple vote that it says the business, as agreed last week by the business committee, can proceed. And the other thing the government are proposing there is that the party leaders, so your likes of Mary Lou MacDonald, of Anna Bacik, won't be allowed to stand and raise a question during that, that it should be their party whip. But for now, we proceed as normal. And I would expect this to be raised next Tuesday during the order of business. The Dáil Reform Committee is due to meet on Wednesday evening. They have to discuss not only the government's proposal, but the other proposals that your listeners might have seen over the last couple of days. Things like getting rid of the Dáil prayer, and things like people having to declare their loans and all their other incomes. So all these proposals will be discussed. But this is really the most pressing one, because you have those four TDs kind of stuck in a limbo between government and opposition. They've no speaking time. They feel they can't represent their constituents. And this is the most pressing issue. But it feels like we have come nearly a month on from that row where Micheál Martin wasn't elected as Taoiseach, and yet it doesn't seem like there's a solution in sight anywhere here at all. And I think there's going to be a lot more rows, a lot more cribbing and crabbing on from both sides, it would look like. And I think it's going to be an interesting week.
And of course, the government has a majority, so if it comes to it, it could go to a vote, and presumably with the support of those TDs who are, isn't the latest, supporting the government on a case-by-case basis. Isn't that what they wrote to the Crown Corlett? So presumably that could get through there. But and this is an argument, whatever way it gets resolved. I'm not sure that many people in the public have much patience with it. And there is another side, the fact that it is holding up the work of Dáil committees. For instance, a public accounts committee could be scrutinising the spending of the Arts Council at the moment.
Absolutely. And I think this is the argument. I think this is probably the one thing that all sides agree on this side of the argument, is that the committees need to be re-established. They need to be set back up. The work of the Oireachtas needs to recommence after quite a long period of time. We haven't had proper Oireachtas the sittings really since the 8th of November. So, and like you said, something like the Public Accounts Committee, this Arts Council fiasco that Patrick O'Donovan brought to Cabinet a fortnight ago, last week actually, that this unsuccessful spending and this overspending by the Arts Council on an IT system for grant applications that cost over nearly 7 million euro, but yet it produced absolutely nothing that can be in any way used. That needs to be looked at. That needs to be scrutinised. We need to look at who may be able to be brought in, and there's no committees to do that at the moment.
All right. Well, it sounds like we'll be talking about this again next week. Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. Thank you.